Hi, everybody. Well, today is another Monday, but you're somewhere else, and it's Tuesday. So here we go. Let's clear the date. So today is January 11, 2016. It's very interesting, 2016 transition. I don't have anything for 2015. Normally people stumble. We'll have to see if you're stumbling. Maybe you could send us an email, CLS questions, or at clsquestions at Yahoo, just to see if you're cleared off enough and you don't remember or are connected to last year's energy. Normally, for some people, it takes a couple of weeks. They'll start writing something down and put the wrong year on it. So I'm just kind of curious. So for me, it's, I'm right in the moment, so I don't get attached to that stuff. But how are you doing, Elizabeth, with the date?
I'm doing pretty good, Ron. I actually had to look up and see what date it was before the show, but I think maybe it would be helpful for everybody to, maybe if you could clear the date for everybody, that's always great when you do that, and everybody, if they have, because I know 11 is kind of a, can be a trigger number for a lot of people for different reasons, so maybe we could do a clearing for the numbers and the date today.
Okay. Well, that's weird. I opened this little package up, and it had some styrofoam in it, right? So it had like a plastic wrap around it with some little bit of styrofoam for packing, and it stuck to my fingers. And as I try to put into the little wrapping, that's probably, say, about 4 inches in diameter, and there's some other styrofoam pieces in there, it comes to the top and moves sideways. It doesn't want to fall in. It would be like a magnet with a reverse charge, you know, moving around, and it's sticking to my fingers here. That's really strange. I never have had this experience. Maybe I never had it before, the first time, but dropping this thing like 6 inches down on the top, gravity brings it down, it comes close to the styrofoam, and it flies off at right angles almost. Anyway, welcome the new energies here. They're now
Sounds like some weird static charge going on there.
That's really weird. So here we go, everybody. Let's clear the date. So January 11th. We'll just do the 1-11 2016. So here we go. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Perfect. Here we go, everybody. So let's take away a situation that you may have had or are dealing with here. So clearing that energy away. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to energize the light beings, or light being, whatever one or many you should have up right now. So here we go, clearing that energy in your room as the light beings come in. We're going to bring you peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, they're energized. So just see if your room feels different. You might feel a lot more peace right now. They do a lot of clearings once they pop in. Things don't want to be around them. So I'll energize them again for people that may have just got on a little bit late. So light being activations, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, great. And yeah, Ron, you were asking about the new year and the new timelines, and I haven't really been feeling anything too significant. There have been some strange weather patterns here on the East Coast that we've been experiencing, and I'm just wondering if other people are kind of how the year feels to them, especially if they've done, you know, their emotional whole lifetime clearing and what they've been experiencing. For me, it's been pretty peaceful, maybe a little up and down, but overall I've just kind of started the year off with a mind-to-heart drop, and I've been sort of staying on top of the clearing. So you know, running them whenever needed. So we did get a lot of feedback from your body organ restoration call, which was held on Saturday, January 9th. So if you were on that call and you'd like to write in with what you experienced, that would be great. We do have a couple of emails from listeners who were there with us. And also, I should mention, too, if you're just joining us, that you should bring up the picture of the light being or light beings. Ron has energized them with peace energy for you and your space. And if you're brand new and just joining us for the first time, be sure to check out creationlightship.com for all of Ron's healings, as well as all of our links and more information about the Lightship, Ron, and what he does. You can also email your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com or use the Creation Lightship chat link, which is on our BBS radio homepage, as well as Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So we did just get an email from somebody who said the 2015 energy seemed to have ended quickly. I was writing 2016 in the third week of December as if it was effortless. Kind of strange, because usually I struggle with remembering to write the new year numbers well into January. Kind of interesting, Ron. So this person was already kind of maybe living in the future timeline there.
Or it was trying to be switched out, and they decided to go to the you know, the one in the future. I'm going to do something here. I'm going to bring everybody back 1 year. So we'll bring you back into the 2015 energy, and you can see what the difference is on it. So here we go. So just kind of put your feelers out. And if you have feelers, well, I guess if you're attached, you may have whiskers, but here we go. 1, 2, and 2015 on the 11th of last year. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't like this too much. 6, I'm losing energy like crazy.
Oh,
7.
It feels really heavy, yeah.
Yeah, 8. 9 and 10. I don't know. I don't like this. Go back to where we are here. Wow. Here we go. Coming back to today. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it may take your body a minute or two to get used to this here. So if you feel a little funky, that's normally what happens. So here we go. More energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Wow. Glad we're done with 2015.
Yeah. I kind of felt a sense of relief, Ron, as you were bringing us back, that 2015 felt really heavy, and I don't remember it being that way at the time, but I guess looking back, it kind of was.
Yes, uh-huh.
So maybe we'll all get a little bit more relief in the new year here. Okay, so we did get an email from someone who was on Saturday's body rejuvenation call. And they wrote, I too experienced deep relaxation, and I may have even fallen asleep during parts of it. I could feel the light beings work on my sinuses and gums as you were working on other areas. I can breathe much easier now. By the end of the call, I was wide awake and re-energized. I stayed up quite late as I was not tired, and I woke up early the next morning. Today, Sunday, I am starting to feel warmer as I am always cold. I do have one question. Did the light beings realign our 108 energetic bodies, or would it be beneficial to do that now? Thanks for the body tune-up.
That would be the... You may want to do the magnetic twisted body clearing if you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I would suggest doing. I'm sure that they were aligned somewhat, but remember, you're going through maybe a transformation, or, you know, 2 days to maybe 5 days a week, we'll just say, as your body integrates the new you. And it's always nice to do that magnetic twisted body clearing. So you may want to try that maybe a week from now. So back to you.
Okay, yeah. And that name of that clearing that Ron's speaking about is called magnetic and twisted body alignment. And that is the clearing, I think, that this listener is asking about. And that clearing aligns our 108 individual invisible energetic bodies. And they can become positioned incorrectly because of the interruption of body energy flow. And so healing can become very difficult. And it also, I think it says here that most of us have at least 20 of these invisible energetic bodies positioned incorrectly. So you can do all 108, but it is recommended that you do a minimum of 20. And it's a clearing for the physical body, but will end with spirit infusion into the corrected invisible bodies you have cleared. So yeah, Ron, that's a great suggestion, and I would do that if you feel that you need to after the organ restoration call, because it seems like you're pretty in tune with what's going on there. And it may not be all 108, but maybe just start with number one and go until you feel better. That's usually a good way to integrate that.
So what's anything else there? Maybe we could do some healing today on something. I know we're going to be doing a bundle with pins, I believe, on the 7th, I think, 6th or 7th of next month. So why don't we talk about that? So that'll be won't be a bundle, but it'll be a healing, conference call. Those pins, they somehow stay with us off and on. I've been doing pins for quite a while. So I know the ones that I do, people get great relief. And then maybe we were just covering other layers of it, you know? So we do have a new bundle up. You want to talk about that? I just got put up, I think, last night.
Yeah, so, Ron, we will stay tuned for next month's pins call. We'll have more information posted on that as it becomes available. But the new clearing is called the Alien Freedom Bundle. And if you type in freedom in the search for a healing box on creationlightship.com, that bundle will come up. And it consists of an alien blood barcode removal, alien energetic slime body coat removal, alien energetic web coat removal and oxygen infusion, and abduction barcode removal. So maybe we should talk a little bit about those clearings. And I really like that it's called the Alien Freedom Bundle. Freedom is a great word.
Oh, yeah, we could, let's see here. I don't see what to do with that. Would be interesting if somebody out there could, who's done one of these, maybe you could indicate on an email maybe what it's like. Or maybe we could probably take a caller, I guess, if somebody has done one, and they can say how that's felt. So it's the blood barcode, the slime, body web coat, and abduction removal. We'll just see what anybody would like to call in. We'll see if DBS is listening, if they can take a call or two people who have done this particular clearing. So back to you,
okay.
Elizabeth.
Great, yeah, and you can also write in. Ron, I know a lot of people have dreams, and are dreams necessarily always abductions?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to specifically be about being abducted, but when you are dreaming, aren't you in fact getting abducted?
Yeah, I'd say that you're viewing a parallel lifetime. Or it could even be a past lifetime. It's a lifetime that they put you on to that you're experiencing when your body's sleeping here. So it would be a timeline that you're living. And it is real. Remember, everything that you see, sense, and feel, whether or not it seems to be real here, and it could be a fantasy, we'll say, that's still real. So, saying that a different way, let's just say that you're, you know, even if you're playing a, you know, if you're younger and you play the video games or whatever, you know, and, you know, you have to hook up to your TV or whatever, and you're playing those things, or your children are, or maybe they're adults playing them. You are into a timeline when you're doing that. And so even though the characters may look sort of real, they may still look sort of real on those timelines. So you may look at that situation and just possibly see maybe if you have dreams about what you played, you know, during the day or week, and you may even be playing it on another timeline. And you may be interacting with it yourself. And instead of you having the control in your hands playing it, you're one of those people that you're watching on your TV screen and project it into one of those, or them, or it, or whatever it is. So, anyway, everything is timelines, and everything is, you know, basically, if you're not in the now, then you're in the dark side universe here, living. So that's the difference between light and the darkness, is that everything that you're dealing with that's in time, in movement, having a history, those are all alien energies brought here. And when you're in the present moment, when you're having fun, we'll say, and time stops, doing something that you really enjoy doing, then you're in the present moment. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. And I think, you know, a lot of people, as they get older, that seems to happen less and less. I mean, if you want to see a great example of that, just look at little babies and kids. I mean, they're totally in the moment. And then as you grow older, everyone wonders why they feel differently or they don't feel like that easy sort of expressiveness or creativity or spontaneity that they had when they were a child. It's because you're getting all of this energetic slime and sludge and programs and barcodes and crap dumped onto you because you're going through your life. So it's kind of like that. You want to kind of get that stuff off of you so that you can get back into the present moment, and that's what all the clearings do. And it's kind of sad because, you know, everybody goes, you know, can remember back to when they felt that way, probably as a child, and, you know, as, when you're an adult, you no longer feel that way. So it's kind of unfortunate, but, you know, that's why the clearings are there, and hopefully you can get back to those feelings and feel a little bit of relief. So somebody asked, Ron, about the Alien Freedom Bundle. Those are all whole life clearings?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. Let me look here. So the barcode is what's put on you at birth. And I don't know if that one, I think that might be whole life. Let me see here. I know the mental barcode, which is not on here, I don't think that's a whole lifetime one, so it may not be that, but the you'd have to almost check it out. I'm not sure the second.
Okay, well we can get back to that and check for sure at some point. But someone else said that the web coat clearing, the alien energetic web coat removal, feels like a big cobweb is coming off your body and face. And they wrote, I could breathe much better after I did it. And someone else wrote in that the abduction barcode is great if somebody is having trouble sleeping or thrashing around in their sleep. They stop abducting you so you can sleep better. And they said, I have seen this work on an Army veteran who couldn't sleep at all, then slept in one spot without moving all night after his barcode was run. Wow.
Oh, let's I'll do a sample of the clearing that we did on Saturday. That would be the body organ restoration. I'll do one of the pin energies. So let's I'm going to take pins out of your sternum. Those will be pretty interesting. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that feels pretty weird. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, boy, that's you, Elizabeth. You can
spot
it. That was pretty pretty intense.
Yeah, taking pins out of our sternum, that's like the breastbone, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Wow. So, yeah, that's like the heart center. Wow, wonder if anybody out there, I don't want to keep talking about my experience, but I wonder if anybody out there felt that, and if so, what was your experience of that? So let us know. On the fast chat feedback forum or directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So I'll give everybody a chance to write in if they'd like. And there was another email about the Body Rejuvenation conference call on Saturday, Ron. And they wrote in that Ron and the co-host asked for testimonials of our experience with the Body conference call on Saturday. And I wanted to write that night, but was way too relaxed. Anyway, I had a chance to feel the effects of it the next day. I felt vibrant, like I'd been sleeping for days and ready to do something major. When I went for my daily walk, I found an incline on the street. I walk easier, even a bit faster, with much less effort. And I was breathing lighter and lighter and did not lose my breath as I usually do. Nor was my heart pounding with the effort of walking the incline as it usually does. I smiled, remembering the conference call on Saturday, and have to say, at least today, I feel like a younger man. I've been smiling all day. I look forward to the call you discussed on removing implanted pins.
Yeah, this would be quite something, yeah. Yeah, let me release some more. I think we got some jarred loose here. So here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two. Pretty heavy stuff. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. Okay. Let's hope that everything is well with everybody here. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And someone wrote that the blood barcode removal, the alien blood barcode removal, feels like you stop being led around by some of your instincts. You make your own choices from your heart afterwards. Oh, that's very nice. And I think, Ron, that the barcodes are not whole lifetime because they're barcodes, but the other two are whole lifetime on the alien freedom bundle. So it would be like the alien energetic slime body and the web coat would be whole lifetime clearings, I believe.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you're correct.
Great. Just wanted to clear that up. And, yeah, the pin removal is really quite something. So, okay, we're getting quite a few questions about the Alien Freedom Bundle now, and somebody was asking, would this bundle be useful, or rather, will it work on someone who knows nothing of the creation, lightship, and the healings? I was thinking about running it on my sister.
Yeah, I'm trying to see there. I don't think it would be. Let me pull it up here. Let me look at it here. The blood bar code is fine. Lyme code, yeah, web code, yeah, abduction, yeah, all those could be used to someone who doesn't even know that it's being done to them. So there's no problem with that one. So, yeah, if you have, like you said, your sister or somebody, your brother or you know, your boss or whatever, you could help them out with this bundle. The cost on it's $150.
Wow,
and there's
so
the
bearing
on it, so. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's so great. Two whole lifetime clearings and then two barcodes. So, Ron, would it be beneficial if you've already run the whole lifetime emotional clearing on the person that you would be doing this for?
Yeah, you want to always do the emotional clearing first. So don't, you know, sidestep that or think because it doesn't sound like they need it or whatever. Remember, all your problems here, typically 99% of them are because of your emotion. And so stating that is that you need to get rid of the emotion, which is why you're being abducted. Very, very simple. You need to do that in order to cut back the abduction that's happening to you. So it's to me, it's very straightforward. Do that and then do other things after that. Especially when you do timeline crashes, but you need to do a timeline crash for a situation. But if you don't clear the initial first cause energy, you're going to be abducted all the time, and you could be in a sense, wasting your time doing all these timeline crashes because you just get rid of one and another one pops up because you're not in wholeness. You're still doing stuff and responding to a lot of the emotional stuff from the past. Remember, just because, you know, you're at your current age, the aliens can abduct you through your emotions from your past. So when you do that clearing, a lot of that is, you know, released from you, so you're not going to recycle it over again. And it actually takes that energy that's come up from your past out of your body, we'll say, making it, you know, very simple here. So that's what you need to do, is to get that emotional clearing done first. So,
yeah. Okay, Ron, we got some more feedback from the pin sample removal, and somebody wrote that they immediately started yawning and stretching. Thank you so much. I wasn't planning on joining the call, but I think I will now. That's great. Yeah, the pins are kind of subtle. A lot of the times you don't think you're going to respond to that, and you end up really feeling it. And someone else wrote, the pin removal made me feel much more into my body than usual. I am tired a lot. I am not sure if it has to do with any of that. And they're wondering, why have we not heard of the pins much until recently? You may have talked about it way before now, but I was not understanding it at all.
Yeah, I've released pins off and on for the last 5 years that I can think of. Right now we're doing pins, so everything kind of comes along, and I think it may be the awareness level of people, and also what we've cleaned off of people to get at the pins. That's why I'm still doing pins, okay? Typically, I would hope that one time through doing pins would be enough, but it doesn't appear to be. I'll do a pin clearing another one, and this will be on your tailbone, and the pin clearings, because of the energy that it takes, these clearings, the first one will work on an archive one time, but that's it for you, okay? And the second one here is not going to work. It'll work just for people who are able to be on the DBS program live. So I'm going to work on your tailbone and take the pins out of your tailbone. And remember, that's your, we'll just say, your first chakra area, you know, how you view life and everything else. And that's probably the connection to the earth, too. There's a lot going on in the first chakra area. So, but anyway, here we go. Releasing pins. One, two, three, four. That's pretty heavy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. I don't know what to think on that one. It's very, very heavy. But anything that you could think of, Elizabeth, how you're feeling?
Wow, yeah, I was just yawned, and I kind of put my hand there, and my hand started to get warm. And then I had some stomach, you know, gurgling in my stomach. So it seems like that is a very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a very, I guess, rich area in terms of energy. It seems like a lot of energy collects there for people. And it seems like the pin energy is kind of the first step maybe to releasing that, some of that blocked energy.
Yeah, it could be. Remember, the aliens gave you your chakra system. You know, we do clearings on the chakras, you know. But that's the way the website is set up. There's, you know, so much more going on than just what you're seeing when you do a countdown on the website when I'm talking there. But I had to relate to something that people knew about. But the aliens gave you those chakras and gave you the meridians in your body. That's so they could attach to you and find, you know, a highway to get on to cause you problems, you know? So it's kind of overlaid over your body. So let me just take away, I'll just turn off your chakra system. And you can feel the difference here. So think of that as, in a sense, kind of like a web coat or an energy that's stuck on top of you, that's imprinting you, and they have full control over that energy that's attaching to your body. So here we go. Let's take away the chakra energies. Here we go. So this, you know, you have many chakras, maybe thousands of them. So here we go. Releasing this energy. One, two, you're starting to pull off your body. Three, four, for most people, come out the front of them as I'm lifting it away. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now, some people might feel the opposite of being it, taking it away from the back side of them. Makes no difference, though, but it'll work either way. And again, releasing more of this here. One, two, there, it's coming off. Three, four, and five. One more time. One, two, three. They're just released from everybody. Four and five. Okay, so now your chakras are not connected to your body. And just see if you feel peaceful. Now your body can go up. I'm freed. I'm no longer a slave to this chakra system. So just see how you're feeling. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow. A lot of yawning and kind of crazy, the amount of energy there. And Ron, also, I thought of this while you were doing it. Don't the chakras also have corresponding colors that have been assigned to them?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
So should we clear the colors? Like, should we clear, like, say, the root chakra? I think it's red. Should we clear that color, maybe?
Yeah, we could do that. Here we go. So the first chakra will be in red, so releasing that red energy. And I did put colors on the orb clearing, too, and it could kind of relate to this also. Maybe the red orbs attached to your first chakra. I won't say that for sure, but it's an indication. But here we go. So clearing, turning out the red color, we'll say. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A second chakra is orange. Turning that one off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see. Red, orange. I think it's green. Mm-hmm. It's red, orange.
Yellow.
Yellow. Yeah, that's right. Yellow than green. Yeah. Been a long time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That one's pretty strong. 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. One. There we go. Just got turned off there. So that's turned off on you. And next one's green, your heart area. So here we go. Turning that one chakra off. Your alien connection, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go, that disconnected. You might feel your body completely relaxed. Now your body can do some good energetic work. And now we'll do your throat. Let's see here.
I guess it's blue, right?
Yeah, throat's blue, yeah. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. That's turned off. And third eye, I guess indigo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. It's turned off. And violet in your crown chakra. Turn that one off. So 1, 2, 3, that's turned off now there. So they're all off, but the colors are no longer there. So let's see how you people are feeling. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that is so cool. That's really great, Ron. And I definitely appreciate that. And felt a lot of yawning on the green, which I guess is the heart, and the throat. So I'm just wondering, if you have, say, a physical ailment, like you have a sore throat, or you have a headache or something, could it be that that is our chakras being messed with and that is manifesting in a physical way when we get sick or when we get some kind of, like, infection?
Yeah, I have heard people that had a location, a problem like that in a given location. We'll say, like you're saying, it's the throat, and they felt better by putting the color there around their throat.
Oh, interesting, okay. Yeah.
Because you have color therapy, but somehow the colors that aliens gave you are not connected to the body colors for healing.
Wow.
Okay. So you may want to... they probably are piggybacking those colors.
So they're not even the real colors.
Right, and so the body responds to the color, the real color. We'll just say, like, I guess the only way to get it would have either a prism or maybe a gel of that color, we'll say, okay? And so the body will respond to that, but I think the aliens took those colors, since everybody works with colors going back to the get-go, you know, they probably decided to take something that was known to everybody, and use those colors to piggyback over the other colors. So, and then they can control you.
Oh, great. So, wow.
Yeah, so that's why
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, so the information could be, 100% correct, and it depends how you talk about it, which, you know, could make it 100% incorrect. So, you know, it depends if you're looking at the alien viewpoint, you know, or not. So, anyway, that's, I guess that's it, you know. But, yeah, mm-hmm. Right now, these colors that the aliens are projecting onto you these are turned off if they gave you the chakra colors. So back to you.
Yeah, I have to admit, I am feeling really light and really free. And I guess if you're any kind of a visual person and you respond to color, you would want to be aware of this, which it's very interesting topic. So getting back to the listener questions and testimonials, Ron, also feel free to write in if you experienced anything with Ron turning off the chakra colors or any of the pin removal from the sacrum area, if you'd like to share what you experienced with that. We'd love to have your testimonials. And so this next listener wrote in about the slime clearing, and they said, I love doing the slime clearing when I have been out and about in public. It feels like having had a mud bath and then getting a lovely bath. So I think that the mud bath would probably be, like the drawing out of the toxic energy maybe, and then getting that rinsed off of you like a shower maybe.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's great, and thanks for submitting that. We really appreciate the feedback because it helps the other listeners kind of maybe understand the clearings better or think about, you know, things that are going on with them in their lives that maybe they can relate to. So it's always useful. And as that other listener said, I mean, Ron's been doing the pin clearings for about 5 years, but if you're only just now discovering them, you know, maybe it's for the right reason. You know, you've gotten more intuitive or you've been doing some other clearings and now you can kind of peel back another layer and go a little bit deeper in terms of how you want to take charge of your clearings and your healings. Because, you know, like Ron always says, it is up to you. So someone else, it seems like we're getting a lot of feedback about the pins, Ron. And somebody else wrote in that pins were cleared in the right shoulder backside. And at one point, my throat was feeling restriction and nausea. Seconds later, Ron did a throat thyroid clearing, and the restriction was removed.
Yep. Right.
Okay. So just reading here, somebody else had I guess it's kind of a testimonial about Saturday's program. I'm guessing this was the BBS live show that we have on Saturdays on BBS Station 2 at in the evening. And they wrote in that Saturday's program was the most informative and interesting, and I was fascinated at the discussion and comments of the body rejuvenation conference call that people sent in. I am amazed at how much healing was mailed in, too. I was unable to be on the conference call, but don't want to miss the next one or the possible future calls mentioned to release shackles and pins. I feel these calls would help relieve a lot of suffering. I just signed up for the newsletter, so I won't miss the announcements by mail, as I can't always listen to the radio programs. I also felt my head had a sensation of inner spinning and then a warm rush around my head and neck when he released our astrological sign energy from the planet transmissions. That was different. I did not realize that they dictate our lives to us in some ways. And I never heard of anyone who could cut the planetary cords until Ron. I feel freer somehow and appreciate that healing because I never liked my astrological sign and its characteristics anyway. I will now try the sample clearings the co-host suggested about gray skies. We suddenly have them here in Arizona, and it's rare. I can't believe that it is not friendly or good to have dark gray clouds overhead. Thanks for all you do, Ron.
Mm-hmm. I hope they're not in Sedona, which is alien central over there, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Let's hope not. Yeah, you know, it is true about the planets. Everyone seems to try to want to get in touch with them and actually cord to them. But in fact, a lot of the times you should be doing the opposite. So a lot of that energy is very heavy. And, you know, if the aliens are giving us colors that we are getting corded to, who knows, you know, what's going on there, if they're just, you know, taking more energy from us that way. So it sounds like this person had a really good experience with the Saturday show, even though they couldn't be on the conference call. That's what's so great about the radio shows, is that you can kind of listen and get a sense of it. And, you know, I think a lot of the people that listen did eventually start doing clearings because they heard all these great testimonials and actually started maybe doing some of the free clearings that Ron offers, and then they started to work, so they were able to purchase additional clearings. Okay. So somebody is asking, actually, Ron, if we can have an additional clearing for more pins in the tailbone area tonight.
Okay, here we go. So, pins in your tailbone. So here we go, let's take out 10 pins. So here we go, first pin, and I'm back in here coming out. Here we go, out, next pin, out, next pin, out, next pin, out. That's probably, I think, four, number five, I think. I mean, out, there, six. Out, seven. Out, eight. Out, nine. And number 10. There we go, that one's out. Kind of a tiring BBS program. A lot of energy. So anyway, you may be feeling it too on the other end there, everybody, including Elizabeth here. For me, it's just tiring. It's relaxing, but for me, it's tiring. Back to you.
Yeah, it feels very feels dense. Like there's a lot going on there, Ron.
Yeah.
So it seems like maybe that call will have a lot of people on in February. So somebody's asking if they're wondering, is it true that a problem may not be fear or a program, but only the inertia from the timelines that causes a distraction? And they're wondering if that's true. If so, can we get a clearing for the inertia?
So I don't quite get it. So what I think you're saying is that timelines have energy, we'll say like wind blowing and like the leaves on a tree are blowing, but yet they're not in that timeline? Is that kind of
well,
what
it seems, yeah, about? It seems like maybe that they're wondering if inertia from the timeline, so I'm guessing they're feeling stuck on timelines. So they're wondering if that's what I'm assuming, maybe because inertia is, isn't that when things can't move forward?
Maybe they could re-ask that question.
Yeah. Is it true that a problem may not be fear or a program, but only the inertia from the timeline that causes a distraction?
Well, the first thing is, you know, hearing, you know, the word fear, remember the answer is in the question. So if you use in a word of fear, that means that that's triggered you, okay? right away, you know, the fear would be, you know, would be that.
Okay, and Ron, will the healings that you performed on this show tonight work on the archive, or other than the ones you specified?
I think just the first one will, you know. I may feel some peace energy, but I don't think I'm going to put myself out. Pull up archives, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And come on the show here and experience it live. This takes energy out of me, and I don't want to, you know, have to realize one day why I'm so tired, which does happen off and on. You go, gee, what's going on here? And you go, oh, maybe somebody's doing a special clearing or something out there that, you know, is taking an extra toll on me. So, no, the pins will not work. Just that first one will. It's for a sample, but all the other ones won't.
Okay, cool.
I called you from here, whatever's done on the show. In fact, we're almost over here.
This yeah.
A really slow show, but it's been fast. I mean, this is really crazy energy on this program today, at least for me anyway.
Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy week so far. So I just wanted to add one more before we go, Ron, and then maybe we should sign off. But somebody wrote that they really feel their tailbone now, and it feels like it is vibrating. So it seems
this is a
big clearing for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a major one. And there's something with the tailbone, you know, as far as pregnancy and stuff, so when the mother gives birth, the woman gives birth, somehow, I don't know if the tailbone energy that's there, if it's like being stripped away as the baby's being born to nurture the baby. There's some energy there that I just can't put my finger on, you know, this moment. But I was seeing that this is probably more of a help to women who have given birth, okay? So there's something going on there, and I just don't know what it is quite yet. But that could be an explanation just like that, that there's energy there that they're probably missing. So I guess I'll do the tailbone one more time. So here we go. And we'll clear out 10 pins. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I got rid of 4 of them. 5, 6, 7, 8. There we go. And 9 and 10. There. Let's see. What else can we do here? We got a little bit of time here. Let me think.
Somebody else thanked you for the additional pin removal.
Yeah. I'll take pins out of your thumbs. Here we go. So, here we go. Left thumb, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right thumb, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okie doke. I wonder if there's any little cliches about having pins. You know, they used to have things a long time ago. Anyway, can you think of anything, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it was like in the 50s or something, like when you got pinned, it meant you were going out with somebody, like you were their girlfriend or, like, I don't know why, but I remember hearing, my parents or my grandparents talk about that. And the other thing that comes to mind was there was, like, this character who had all these pins in his head in, like, a horror movie. I remember that. So it's like, it seems like these themes are here, and this is maybe why everyone is feeling this so heavily and why you're having such a heavy show, because this is all stuff that's in our kind of imagery and in our consciousness. So it seems like it's a deep issue. But I think we're actually going to have to wrap up
the
show. But so let's continue talking about this, and maybe we'll continue the conversation on the other BBS shows during the week.
Hey, everybody, let's do the mind to heart drop. So you have to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okie dokie, everybody. So we have our call tomorrow, which is energetic courting, so hopefully you're going to be on that, 5:30 Pacific, and we'll see you later. It's $20, and blessings, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scene there, and bye, everyone.